Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you if you just tuned in. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Chuck Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck is an extraordinary person. He's an outstanding business owner himself. He's the author of a number of books, including Smarts, including Tough Management and others. He is a polar of people about ideas, and his company is a research company that does a lot of stuff to find out what individuals and businesses are doing. And he's with us today to bring us a survey that he's conducted on social media, social networking. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. So what did you find out?
Well, we wanted
tell
to
us,
know...
Tell us what you were trying to find out, and then tell us what you found out.
Okay, well, social networking is so hot today. We wanted to find out if business people were actually doing it themselves. And we survey only senior executives and managers, and we're in 50 countries. So these are not the employees. These are the people running the businesses, the department heads, CEOs, the small business owner, and so forth. And we asked them about various services like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, blogs, and what are they actually doing for business purposes. And then we asked them what they're doing for personal purposes.
Now, that lineup of organizations you just mentioned, those platforms, I call that the social media or maybe social networking industry. What do you think? Is that a good way to say that?
That's what it is.
The social media, social networking industry. All right, go ahead.
Right. So for business, it turns out that 75% of people for business, again, executives and managers, use LinkedIn, and followed by blogs, followed by Facebook, followed by Twitter. And about 16% use wikis, and a much smaller, I mean, only 2% use MySpace. Now, this is for business, so LinkedIn is sort of owns the business space for senior executives and managers.
And MySpace is typically the younger generations.
Yes, and for executives and managers, it's only 2%.
Yeah,
they're just not using it for business at all.
Right, and I have to say that based on my experience, polling my Brain Trust members who are mostly business people, as you say, I think they track very closely with what you're saying here. I don't see anything that would not be consistent with my anecdotal summary surveys that I've done of my Brain Trust members, because I ask them these things. You know, what are you on? Are you on Twitter? Are you blogging? That kind of thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this gets really interesting when you start to look at the subsets by title and by company size, because they're really different there. So I'm giving you the overall first. So then we asked them the same question about what they use for personal purposes. Mm-hmm. Totally different. The number one spot there is Facebook.
Yeah.
So we got 58% of senior executives and managers say they use Facebook for personal. 50% say they use LinkedIn. And then it drops dramatically to blogs at 21%, and then Twitter at 19%.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why a lot of these people use Facebook? There's a generational thing in there. Did you do any generational questions? Did you ask any of them how old they were?
No, we have done that in the past though with our audience, but our audience is, I mean, we're 2,000 people, so they're all
right
over the map.
Well, the reason I say that is because, you know, if there are a lot of 35-year-old executives out there who are using Facebook because that's where their buddies are.
Well, there are people older than that using
Facebook. But their 65-year-old parents are using Facebook for one reason. That's how their little darling wants to communicate with them.
Oh, we hear that all the time.
You know, she may not, little daughter, may not call them and say, hello. Or even happy birthday, but she'll post a happy birthday. What do they call them? Bubbles or something or other. I forgot what they call them. They'll post something like that on mom and dad's wall on Facebook.
Oh yeah, the kids are mortified. not the children, but the sons and daughters.
Oh yeah. but the thing is it's I guess my point is, it's interesting to see what motivates different people to use this technology.
Well, to your point of age, it turns out that the higher executives actually use this stuff more than the lower managers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
By a lot.
Do you know why?
No, we haven't surveyed that, but we're going to now that we see it. We didn't expect these findings.
Right. Yeah. This is very, very interesting. We got more to come, ladies and gentlemen. More research that Chuck Martin has conducted, and he won't be surprised that I'm going to have a few thoughts on this when we come back after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad dreams go getting you down.
Little Atlanta rhythm section.
Even
bringing us back with our anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
And you have
listen.
Enough. You still gotta try.
Still gotta try, small business owners. Even when times get tough, you do it no matter what the people say. You do it no matter what. You do it or die. You keep on working, and that's what makes me so proud of you. That's what makes you my heroes. And believe it or not, small business owners, you're the hero of a lot of people, and they admire you. In fact, they just like to watch you work. So you keep your chin up, small business owners. Keep working hard. Keep doing a good job, and keep learning. Keep learning about the things that Chuck Martin and I are talking about. Chuck Martin and I are talking about this survey that he conducted recently on social networking. Now this survey, though, Chuck, was on individuals, how individuals use the social networking sites. This is not, you know, I was talking in the previous segment, Chuck, and as you know, I've been writing a lot about this. This is not about how their companies are using these sites. This is how the individuals are using them, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We didn't ask about their department. Typically we ask about their department or organization.
Yeah.
This time we asked about what are they using for business, what are they using for personal. So it's about the executives and managers themselves.
And Chuck, see, that's the point that I make in my recent writings, and it's going to be on my blog today, and it's going to be in my column, my newspaper column this week and in the newsletter. Chuck, the point that I'm making is individuals will continue to use the social media sites. That's the best place. Those things have been built for individuals, and businesses will still use them to some degree. But that there are other things that businesses will be doing. We can talk about that a little bit later. I want you to finish with your survey.
Okay. Two main points. One is the difference between senior executives and managers. The other is the difference between small and large company. So I'll do the executives and managers first.
Okay.
It turns out that the senior executives are much more essentially wired in this arena than are the managers. For example, for Twitter, 9% of managers use Twitter for business purposes. 27% of senior executives use it. Same thing with Facebook. 15% of managers, 27% of senior executives. It's like double almost. So it's consistent. I mean, Wiki is the same thing. It's smaller number of managers, much higher number of senior executives.
Wow.
That's for business.
Did that surprise you?
It did. I thought this was going to skew younger.
Say that first statistic again, the first one you just mentioned. Say the first one.
Pardon me?
The first statistic that you just mentioned about senior managers, you gave three statistics.
Twitter, they're 9% of managers, 27% of senior executives.
Of their bosses.
Well,
more bosses.
Their superiors, yes.
Yeah. More of the higher ups, so to speak, are using social media than the middle managers.
Yeah, that's for business.
Yes.
Now, for personal, it's the same thing. For personal use, 14% of managers use Twitter. 25% of senior executives do.
Those are shocking numbers.
They are. However, when you look at personal use, more managers are using these things for personal than are senior executives. So
okay.
It's the senior executives that are using them for business purposes.
Ah, makes sense.
Well, as the small business person, you're going to love this next one. When you look at for business purposes, large companies, 9% use Twitter. Small companies, 23% use Twitter.
Wow, that's good news.
It's huge. For small companies, large companies, 23% use blogs. 31% of small companies use blogs.
I've got a theory on why the larger companies aren't adopting social media as much as the smaller ones are. And here's why. By the time, or at least why they're late, a little bit late to the party. These companies are so exposed legally that it could take them a year or more just to be able to develop the policies and the requirements that they place on their people to even go on one of these sites.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So that's it. Might not be, it could be that the company is not as not adopting as well as quickly as they should, but it could also be that they are literally in the middle of their policy development.
Right. Well, if you look at Facebook for business, large companies, 5% of people use it. Small companies, 25%.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
5 versus 25, that's huge.
Well, see, I don't have to have a policy meeting to open my Facebook page. Chuck, did
right.
you?
No, I didn't. You know, for personal use, large and small companies are relatively the same. But for business use, they're totally different. Like for personal use, 23% of people at large companies use Twitter. 22% of small companies use Twitter.
Let me throw another idea out here, Chuck. You and I, you're not as old as I am, but you remember back in the day when businesses had access to technology and innovations to a much greater degree, and they could outmaneuver small businesses because we were basically relegated to whatever crumbs were left on the table. But as time has gone by, you and I, as small business owners, have become, the playing field has become much more level as innovations have become more incrementalized and more affordable. What you're just describing is an example of how we're actually taking the lead in the marketplace.
You're exactly right, because
this is exciting.
Yeah, smaller companies can much more easily innovate when the capability comes along. Like someone in a small company can just go jump on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and use it for their business.
This is another reason why, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been telling you two things, and you heard me say it before. Number one, small business will lead this economy out of what we're in right now, number one. Number two, and I've been saying this to you since 1998, the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, is the century of Main Street, is the century of small business. And every day that goes by, something like this is proving how genius I am, right? Tin Till. We'll be right back with Chuck Martin. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, too. It's twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. Chuck Martin is our guest. Chuck, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, I'm at Chuck Martin 1.
All right. Chuck
I've
Martin.
Actually tweeted on the radio station this morning already.
All right. on our show. Yeah, good. And then also,
anyone to follow me, Chuck Martin 1.
Chuck Martin 1. And what is your website, please?
It's NFI, like Net Future Institute, NFIresearch.com.
And he's the founder and the president of that group. The books are available there on your website?
Oh, yes. Well, you have to get them from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, one of those
places. But they can find out more about them, can't they?
Oh, yeah. We give you a link right there to Smarts, my coffee at Luna's, Business Fable, all kinds of stuff.
Tough Management is another one. Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success? These are outstanding, very thoughtful books written in plain English. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll check those out. Chuck, what else have you got about on your study?
Well, we're looking at this as sort of profound, that this stuff has penetrated business. That's our conclusion based on the data, on the research. It's not trivial anymore. It's really going in a very big way. What's interesting, it's going to be interesting to watch. Nielsen, yesterday, they reiterated, they reported that 60% of people who go on Twitter drop out after a month.
Hmm.
But Twitter has grown from 7 or 8 million to 19 million in 1 month. So it's going to be interesting to watch over time.
Right.
if people can keep up with all this stuff, with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. I mean, all
well,
of my stuff linked together.
This is the point that I've been making in my work, in my writing, in the show, like the monologue I did previous to your coming here on this topic, Chuck. Is I've been saying that you know, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace, all those things, they'll probably still be around in 3 years or so, but we won't care that much about them. They won't be. They're not a fad. They're going to be around, but they are a craze. And so that means that there's a lot of hubbub about them right now, that we won't have so much of that in 3 years. For example, when was the last time you heard anybody talk about eBay? And 3 years ago, it was all the rage. But Chuck, what do you think about the idea that businesses should be thinking more in terms of building online communities with customers themselves, communities that they have built, that they maintain, that they serve? They won't control them. The customers will control them, but they build and serve and invite customers to come and be part of these communities. Those are things, I think, for a business application. Those are what's going to endure 3, 5, 10 years from now, whether you're on Facebook 5 years from now or not. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what businesses actually are doing now. They don't. The social networking industry talks about this stuff, and the newspapers talk about it as social networking, but the businesses look at it as networking. I don't think they're really thinking about it as social, because it's not really. I mean, it is social, but to your point, this whole age of the current buzz is transparency is going to happen whether companies want it or not.
Right.
So the customer is going to have an enormous say in what a company, essentially what a brand is, what a company
customers,
is, what they represent.
One of the most important things for businesses to realize is you will build these communities, you'll maintain them, you'll serve them, but you will not control them. And
right.
and if you're not involved in the online community environment, That just means you're not there. That doesn't mean you're not being discussed there.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And that's why companies have to be in this space. It's not that they have to go in and do something that is proactive or negative or whatever, but they need to be part of it because it is, in fact, the way the world is. That's where their customers
right.
are.
Yeah.
And you go
where
the customers are.
That's the whole 21st century Web 2.0 thing. Chuck, and that's the dialogue. No, you know, in the old days, there was a monologue between you and your customers. You spoke to them. In the 21st century, Web 2.0, and also as we move into Web 3.0, it's a dialogue, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It you need to be part of the dialogue because they'll be talking yep. about you behind your back otherwise.
Well, and see, that's where that and the way you deal with that is by establishing your values first, Chuck. I think it is. In other words, letting people know through the communities that you build, establishing your values and establishing that with enough customers, so that whenever somebody does write something that's not too good about you, you've overwhelmed that with your performance in the past. What do you think?
Right, and then it's your customers who defend you as opposed to you having to defend
right.
yourself. Which has much more credibility in this
exactly.
space, actually.
And that's still control over this community that you have built. Hey, Chuck, give us that website one more time.
That's nfiresearch.com.
Can they find this research on your website?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we put everything up there.
Will you allow us to post this on our website?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
We'll make it a feature right away. Hey, thanks, Chuck, for being here. Good job today. Fascinating
Always
stuff.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Good luck.
Always great work that Chuck Martin brings us, and we're glad to have him as part of our community. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingham reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.